felt you guys were confident coming back after they took the lead? You felt you had a good chance to score. You drove it down the field.
Yeah, we certainly did. I thought really the confidence and the huddle. I thought the huddle was great all day. Like I said, we didn't make enough plays, and that's unfortunate. But first game, I think hopefully we can find a lot of things to build off of going into the next game. Glad to come home into a Vesco and get a big win.
That 4th-and-3 play, you throw it to Brandon. He makes a great catch, and unfortunately again, just a couple inches out.
Yeah, I love the play call. We're going to be aggressive in those situations. Let our best players have a chance to make plays, and like I said, we weren't able to make it that time, but I got confidence in everybody that was in that huddle, and we get that chance again, we're going to make the play.
Kyle, overall, your assessment of the offense?
Not good enough, obviously. I mean, anytime you lose, it's not good enough on any side of the ball, any phase of the game. So you can't turn the ball over on the road. It makes it real tough on if you do those things. And we just, like I said, we made plays, but didn't make enough of them when it mattered.
I imagine coming in during that delay, you guys felt pretty confident. You were right in the game, got a little breather. You felt you could make some big plays.
Well, I think we had confidence throughout the whole game, even coming into that last two-minute drive. We've done really well in 2 minutes. Finished the first half with a good two-minute drive. So we had confidence that we can go down and score. We moved the ball a lot. Just left too many points on the field.
Finally, last drive, kind of desperation time, hit or miss at that point?
Yeah, a little bit. Eddie had a good game and tried to stuff one into him, and you got to take a chance at some point during 2 minutes.
Thanks. Josh was saying that right before and after the Lightning came, you were having some problems and that they actually lost the defensive radio in their helmets. What kind of problems did that cause?
Just a bunch of static coming through. I couldn't get the plays. Probably 2 out of every 3 plays I couldn't get the play, so I was trying to sprint over to Josh, and that stuff happens throughout the course of a season, you just got to deal with it.
Kind of microcosm of the adversity that you face when you're on the
road. Well, that's any time that you're on the road in the NFL, there's it's tough. I mean, it's tough to win on the road, and we gave ourselves a chance, put ourselves in a situation, and didn't make the plays down the stretch. But I think we got a good football team. I think. We're going to build on this, find some positives to build on. I think there's going to be a lot of positives to build on, and hopefully be better next week and be 1-1 after Seattle, hopefully.
You just said that. It looked like there was plenty of things today. What immediately pops in your mind is what you guys did do that.
Well, I thought the guys up front played hard. I think they weren't overwhelmed at all. I think for the most part they blocked who I told them to block, which is always good on the road in a tough environment. So I thought they played well. I thought we handled the operation of being on the road pretty well. And I thought the wide receivers obviously played a good game. Brandon Lloyd made some plays for us, and Eddie Royal got off to a real hot start for us. So we had some guys that came to play.
Could you go back over that? 4th-and-3 at the 14. Is that was there something about their defense that decided you to go ahead with that?
Yeah, they've been coming up and playing some bump and run coverage on us, and we like that matchup against anybody, and we're going to be aggressive in those situations, let our guys make plays, and I appreciate the play call. 4th-and-3 is putting a lot of trust in the quarterback and the receivers and really the whole offense. Didn't make the play. That's just how it goes sometimes, but I'm confident that we get that chance down the road, we'll make it.
Did you think he had it after?
I thought it was close. I thought it was real close. He made a real phenomenal play on it. I threw it just a little bit too far outside for him, but he really made a great catch, and just unfortunately it was a little bit too far outside.
You come out and you go bang, bang, get two pass plays, and you go line up. You start out so quick and then you got changed like that.
We moved the ball on that opening drive. We stalled out on a 3rd-and-1 holding call, that knocked us back 10 yards. But, this stuff made of, rhythm and all that stuff. You can put me in the stands for a play and I can come back and be fine with rhythm.
How about a 33-minute lightning delay?
That was, there's no excuses. I mean, they went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a good thing. I mean, 2nd-and-8, you get to come in and say, okay, this is what we're going to do on our next 3 plays or our next 4 plays. So there wasn't really any disadvantage to us. I mean, we got to come back in and talk over a script, basically, going out for the next series.
About the team, the way you finished up last year, it'd be nice to get a win, figure out a way to win here and get all last year out of your mouth. Is that still lingering a little bit now as you go into week two? You got it, or is it?
That's last year so far away. We put so much work into this season so far that whatever happened last year was so far out of our minds. But I know one thing, I want to see us respond to adversity, respond to a loss. We didn't do that great last year. You know, get a loss and we'd let it linger, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks. Just come back. We're coming back to home. We got to establish home dominance, and it's a great chance for us this weekend.